Atmika are embracing, glancing, but the...
All they are getting through Srimati, by seeing everything.
What is there?
Everything is there, but it is through Srimati. If a Krishna is meeting Srimati, they think that we are meeting with Krishna. All the symptoms that Radhika Srimati has, every system is manifested in Sakhis. Not understand.
No, I understand. But do they have a... what is their mood when they see Krishna directly?
They get more things. No question of directly. Afterward we will know. Everything will not be known. So, it has been warned that anadhikari should not, those who have no love, they should not read, they should not see, hear, not do anything. Because they want to test it as they are in this body. But this is not the thing of this body. And if anything, greed comes, no shastra yukti, nothing worldly yukti, nothing is apeksha, nothing is what?
Right.
No, I don't care. This we can't understand. Nothing is there to wait for all these things. I want to go there very quickly. No? Then I will not go by this path. I will go straight. Whether there are kata, thorns, or anything. I will not go by way, this, or way.
Question you like this. We should go. They have no don't want to wait anything. There is no word here, English word with me, so that I can express my idea. Here, I can express in Hindi or Bangla. Can you explain what I want to...
I think you're saying that when there is greed, then one goes directly without need of any other...
That time he not care any spiritual argument and material argument.
He is a good student. He won't need even to hear from the scripture. He will go because of his own greed. That is what I understood. And so if there are too many questions about why or any doubt, then this is, means there is no greed.
Then it is no greed. And actually we have no greed. Something. If I have greed to anything, and the question is that it is not so beautiful, no so sweet. He will tell that no mind. I will have to take that thing. That is greed. This is going on as a class, as a general class. These things cannot be told in this general class. Hidden things. Next 20th slok. Ati sulalita lakshas list. We have completed this slok. Now, Srimati Radhika with her companions, associates, have returned from Nishantha Leela. No? Krishna has also returned to his Yashoda Bhavan, sleeping so fast. Srimati is also sleeping. So, sweet Nidra. Nidra?
Sleeping.
Sleeping. She is in Raghunath Das Goswami is in Sadhakochit Bhav. Sadhakochit Bhav. He is in a mood of sadhak. But he fills all these things of Siddha. The things are of Siddha, but he is trying to get as if a sadhak wants, in a mood of sadhak. He wants to serve Srimati Radhika. She has returned with Srimati. She is in sleep, but he is in not sleep. No? He is thinking the other seva, when she will evoke, what should I do? So he is in preparing all these things when she will evoke. So she is thinking and praying that seva I should do. Prakshalya pada kamalam krita danta kasta snanartha manna sadane bhavatim nivishtam abhyajya gati gandhit tarai viha taila purai prodvartayishyati kadakimun kinkariyam. She is telling u kinkari u kim u kinkariyam.
O means O. O Radhe, I am Kinkari, that myself, I am Mandesh, I am Kinkari. I want to do some seva. When you will awoke, I will first a man, when he awakes, he takes some water on mouth, eyes. When we from sleep awake, we do pranam to our respected Gurudev first. And then Guru Parampara, from under to top,
top to bottom.
Guru, bottom to top. Guru, Param Guru, Paratpar Guru, and to Krishna, and to Radhika, Braja, and all the places of Braj, all the Kinkaris of Krishna, Srimati Radhika's, and the associations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Navadvip Dham, associations of Puri, all we do pranam. Bande Aham, this is slow. And any other slokes which we love, one. Then we go to bathroom and do all these things. Here she is waiting for Srimati Radhika. He has brought very good water, Sugandhi. Fragrant water.
Scented water.
Scented water. Some matti,
soil,
mixed with karpur, very soft, very scented, to do like this, and everything, dantakasta, all these things. Very common lips of, red lips of mango and other things. Here one thing we should know, that Swarup is bhavmayi. Everything of Srimati Radhika, top to bottom, of Krishna Seva Bhava, Krishna Prem, so she is called bhavmayi. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been stated from Premam Bhoj Makarandakya
Stotra
of Raghunath Das Goswami, that from Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told that Srimati Radhika's, everything is of Mahabhav. Mahabhav Mahi Srimati Radhika. Prem Sar Bhav
ভাবের পরাকাষ্ঠা নাম
মহাভাব
মহাভাব মহাভাব স্বরূপিণী রাধা ঠাকুরানী কৃষ্ণ চিন্তা চিন্তামণি পট
So she is of Mahabhav Sarupani.
Ladini Saranas Prem Saranam. Ananda Chinmayaras Premirakhan. Premar Paramabhav Mahabhav Jani. Shai Mahabhav Chinta Thakya. Mahabhav Ujjvala Chinta. Ujjvala Bhav. This is Srimati Radhika. She takes three times bath. No? So his body becomes so beautiful. No? By snan. Snan means
bath.
In the morning, in the noon, and in sandhya.
Evening.
First Karunamrita, Lamanyamrita, Karunamrita. Raghunath Das Goswami tells it from innermost Atma. We can only imagine it from outside. There would be some wrong idea, but we should try to avoid wrong ideas and to take the inner meaning of all these things. Huh? Know there at when bhav comes, not take smell of our sukh is there. Understanding? Nothing. No selfishness. Nothing is there. So there is no smell of calm there. So there should be no anything. Worldly thing be added in that thing. Raghunath Das Goswami is on the same level and so is thinking all these things. He is now Raghunath Das Goswami is seeing something when he returns, Swaminiji returns from Nishantalila and sleeping. After some time, she is seeing that Mukhara is coming. Who is Mukhara?
Grandmother
of Radhika. She loves Radhika more than her mother, no less than her mother. Her mother don't come daily to see Srimati Radhika, but she comes and always loved Srimati. When it was morning and sun was to rise, she comes. O Naptri, O Nathini, where are you? Naptri means
granddaughter.
Granddaughter. O my lovely granddaughter, where are you? She receives no response. She thinks that she is in sleep. Why she is in sleep? Sun is to
paradise, all the eastern horizon becomes red, she should now awoke. She should awake. But still his are just Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, all are waiting for waking of Srimati Radhika. They told that she is sleeping. She at once calls Jatila Devi and both goes there. But Jatila is somewhat behind. And she enters at once. Jatila cannot go directly there. She is
mother-in-law.
So has something shame or something to wait. But she cannot wait. From childhood, when Srimati Radhika was with no clothes, nothing, and she protecting and loving
nursing
Srimati Radhika. So he has nothing to see whether he is naked or anything. She at once enters. She entered. All the sakhis there waiting for Srimati Radhika. She began to cry. Oh, Mukhara began to cry. Oh, what I am seeing. It is very wonderful, man.
Astonishing. He became astonished.
Yesterday in the evening, I saw that Krishna has orni. What do you mean, sir?
Shawl.
Upper cloth.
Shawl. Not shawl. Chadar is very thin and pitambar.
Light.
Pitambar.
Yellow.
I saw that yellow.
Yellow
pitambar was on the neck of Krishna here. Why am I seeing just on the body of Srimati Radhika? Why? See, astonished, she is old lady, but knows everything. She has passed these days. So she at once astonished she was, and she was in confusion whether it is of Krishna. I saw it yesterday. So in his mind it comes. That how that
Chadar.
Same pitambar came on Srimati Radhika's body.
How is it possible?
She came and she told Vishakha and Lalita, all heard this. They thought that, surely this is the Chadar of Krishna, Pitambar of Krishna. We have not still marked that thing. Otherwise we have removed it. But we have no chance, we have no our dhyan towards this. No? Dhyan?
Meditation.
Attention.
Attention towards this thing. What to do? Vishakha at once did something. She told, oh, you are old lady, quite old lady. And in old age, buddhi becomes upset. So your buddhi has been upset. Ho mugdha. Mugdha means upsetted buddhi. Not fool. She cannot
like her grandmother, she cannot see. But he told that, oh, your power of this
eyes
has been
about to be vanished.
And you are not clearly seeing. You don't see that rays of sun are coming. And the rays of Bal Surya, Bal Surya,
first sun, young sun, or first
rising
sun.
Sun.
Yes, rising sun.
Like Yolis,
somebody
so, Srimati Pitambar, not Pitambar, but Ambar,
cloth,
is Neel, Neelambar,
blue.
But yet sun rays makes it to see as yellow.
Just like
oh,
it's glittering by sunrise.
See there, sun is rising. See, did like this, and Mukhra at once began to see there.
She looked, she pointed, and then Mukhra
and see,
looked.
Her attention was drawn to sun, and at once she saw towards Rup Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. See, at once in a moment,
Changes.
Nilambar was given and Pitambar was
taken.
And she, oh, Jarati. Jarati means old age.
About
oh,
60 to 80
Jarati.
Years old.
See, come here. And she brought to a, near to that Nilambar and said, whether it is Nilambar or Pitambar, you can see.
Look
at so this. He thought that certainly I am old of age and my drishti shakti has been gone. So I have done mistake. Then Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra all became so angry, made so brutal-like.
They acted,
they are so angry. So she was in hurry and no, I have not told anything. I am just going. So she returned. They all became so pleased there. Then they were ready. Now Srimati Radhika has awoken. And see, all others, Manjaris, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, have brought golden chowki. Chowki?
Sitting table?
Yes, sitting
not table.
Table,
flat thing.
Flat, small.
Golden or marble chowki there.
Golden seat.
And they were ready to take Srimati Radhika to sit on that and to give water and all these things, Danta Kashti means, all these things.
Brass.
And they were ready to serve Srimati Radhika. In the meantime, they saw that Madhurika, one sakhi of Shyamala, is coming. Madhurika told that my sakhi Shyamala has come, she want to meet Srimati Radhika. Radhika became so pleased and all other sakhi become so pleased. So they called Shyamala Devi. Shyamala is a Suhrid sakhi. You remember Suhrid sakhi? Who is it?
No.
Four kinds of sakhi.
Paksha.
Yes.
Vipaksha.
Tatastha.
Sridhbhutcha. Here Sohid. Not Sopaksha. But not Vipaksha. Not friend of Vipaksha. But friend of Sopaksha. It is called Sridhbhutcha. They can talk everything easily and hard. So, Shyamala came. She came to take bath. No?
what is water there? There is Srimati Radhika is on Sarovar. And his house are water. And he wants to take bath in that water, not in any Jamunas or any
Ganges water.
He has come to take bath. Now he has come nearer to this Sarani. Sarani means that Kunda Sarovar. Sarovar is Srimati Radhika. She came to hear the happens what last night took place and how Srimati Radhika met to Krishna. When she came, Srimati Radhika was so much pleased and went forward and embraced Shyamala. Oh Shyamala, today is good morning. Suprabhat. Suprabhat, you know?
Good morning.
Why good morning? Good morning is no pranam. Good morning. Why? Because I have seen you. I was so much sorry. I was in birah.
Separation.
Separation mood was in me. Now I have seen you and I am feeling so much better. So today is good. This morning is so good. Suprabhata. But I am in wonder that I have a tree, Prem Kalpataru, tree. And tree is Prem, Krishna Prem. Tree is growing on. Her leaf, the leaves of trees and branches are also growing on. The tree is so much green, so beautiful, everything, but no fruit. Today I think, today is good morning because you have come. And I am thinking that this morning is so good because I have seen you and by the effect my trees, my tree Prem will give any fruit. I was waiting for you. Now I am hope that this tree will first have flowers, very good flowers, and from flowers the fruit will come. Shyamala told that I am thinking that you are telling so, but fact is not there. No? I am seeing that the tree has grown in its fullest form. And it is full of very scented flowers. No? And very sweet and golden type of flowers, fruits have come out. And these fruits are in ripen stage. And I am saying that you are always taking these fruits and always you are tasting. And by tasting so much, always, you have something scar by when mango is taken, the first rush of mango
bitter,
bitter and gives something ghao. Ghao means
scar.
Source. I am saying that by taking the juice of that rush is the effect of that so much things have been done. I am saying saying symbols. Symbol is right?
Yeah, symptom.
Symptoms. And I am saying also that the red color of that fruits have come on your eyes. Reddish. Why reddish? Whole night perhaps you have taken the taste of that fruit and so all things have been come on our eyes. I also see that the juice of that fruit by taking so much it drops have come upon here. No? I'm seeing everything there, that rush has come and your clothes, your everything has so much symbols of all this taking rush. But yet you are telling that I have not, my trees has no fruit. But I'm saying that you are taking always and testing always that fruit. But you are seeing, Srimati Radhika told, that, O Sakhi, don't disturb me and give pain to me, my heart. I don't know taste and I have not seen that fruit. But you cannot tell a lie. No? You cannot tell a lie. As if in Barsha Ritu, in rainy season. Whole atmosphere is covered with
cloud,
very cloud, black clouds. No? Black clouds. Rain is dropping somewhat. No? And no trace of Chandra is there. No, almost all dark, completely dark. In the same time, then bijli means
lightning.
Flashing,
lightning flashes.
Thunderbolt. In a second, vanishes. Then our eyes becomes
blind.
And at that time we cannot see anything. It and after that so dark comes. We feel more darkness than first. If darkness and darkness is there, we can see something. But disturbed by thunderbolt, our eyes are disturbed and we cannot see anything. So as if for a moment, as if thunderbolt has been seen. So I have seen only for a Krishna, so very lean and thin. No? It means as if there is fire. No? And if one drop of ghee is given like this, no? What becomes?
Fire grows up immediately.
Goes immediately and it increases the fire. So that darshan of Krishna, that
meeting,
seeing of Krishna, darshan of Krishna, made me more and more unhappy. Vipralamba bhav was there. Oh, you have not, you are going?
Unhappiness increased because vipralamba.
I have no taste, I have nothing. I don't remember anything. Like that andhakar, after thunderbolt, the andhakar,
darkness
comes. I am testing only knowing that darkness. She told that, Shyamala told that, I am understanding something. When anyone takes, he is very thirsty and takes water, he don't realize the taste of water, only drinking and drinking up to full satisfaction. No tendency to taste it, only to quench his thirst. If anyone asks that, what is the taste of water? Oh, I have not seen towards that. I only took water. So you have taken water, a rush, but you have not tasted, you are telling. Then again you will have to Shyam Guru. And you should read again to taste, not to take, not to meet, but to taste you should. Understanding? In Shiksha, there is practical and
theoretical.
Theoretical. Both not at a time. The theoretical you have taken, but
not practical.
Your practical you have taken, but not theoretical, in bhavana. Now you should learn again, go again next day, and again learn it. Then Srimati Radhika told, I am very of weak mind, and I fear that black person. I don't want to make him guru. I am not able to read from him, but I am seeing that you are so much qualified, and your mind is so much grown, and really you can understand practically and theoretically, that I cannot do. So I think it will be better that you should go and learn and then tell to me. I fear him, so I will not go. So all things are hearing who? Tulasi or Rupmanjari are there, Lalita Vishakha, they are hearing and testing. More than what Srimati is testing, being Manjari, they are testing everything. They are only drinking it by their ears. After that, Madhurika and Shyamala, Shyamala embraced Srimati Radhika. Sakhi, if there is no fruit, but I see that it is full of, your tree is full of
fruits.
And if not, then I see that certainly very in few moments or few days you will also see that there are so much full of fruits, very beautiful and sweet fruits are there. So laughing and embracing, she went away. Then they were ready. So here after that, prakshalya pada kamalam krita danta kastam snanarthama vasadanam bhavati nivishtam. They have brought water from Radha Kunda, Manishi Ganga and Jamuna. They have scented it and mitti,
soil.
And everything mixed, and they took Srimati Radhika on the plate, sitting place. They untied the thick dress of Srimati Radhika. Very thin,
fine cloth,
white cloth, and in simple manner they get to Srimati Radhika. And they gave Dantamanjan and they took very sugandhit, fragrant
oil.
And they gave it on the head of Srimati Radhika and to all bodies of Radhika. Any sakhi cannot do this. Lalita Visakha will not do this. No? The entire body they give tail. And in a so manner, in a so mood, that Srimati Radhika thought that Krishna is doing so in a so much. They know how Krishna messes, and they have learned to message from Krishna. So they are doing all this seva. And Srimati, and at that time they are talking only of Krishna and all these things. Same time, Dhanishta sent any sakhi to Srimati Radhika, and she is telling at the same time when all was given that Krishna came from that